Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
All right, here we are back again, Two Teas in a Pod, Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge. We're here to talk Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and Miami.
Ooh, what are we going to do first?
Let's do Beverly Hills. It starts out where it kind of left off in Beverly
Name
Hills.
That would have been tough for me. Kyle got a little bit heated, but somebody does stuff like that. You just want to chop right to the throat.
Yeah. I was going to say, you want to do a throat kick right when that happens. Like you can see that Kyle's Name definitely him. Getting irritated.
Name him. Name him.
But Kyle says she does start naming them, but like, she doesn't even get the opportunity to properly name them because she's still yelling. Name him.
Oh my God.
Kyle says this is flat out bizarre. Sutton asks Kyle what's going on with her because she never talks about her life. Kyle tells Sutton to bring it on and she'll answer her questions. But then Sutton is unable to bring it on. Do you agree with Kyle's observation about Sutton here?
Is that Sutton she's cuckoo?
She's deflecting by turning it around on Kyle.
I think this is just Sutton, isn't it?
I mean, I think
she thinks something is going on with Sutton and she's acting like this. I just feel like this is Sutton.
I think it's hilarious to say that Kyle never talks about her life as if she hasn't been on this show for 13 years and is still carrying it. Here's the thing. Regardless of how everybody wants to respond to each thing that Kyle's doing, she is having the conversations with every single person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that Sutton has gotten away with things going her way by being slightly
kooky
or problematic. And
she's
now,
more problematic this season than she's ever been, I feel like.
But not in real life.
But do you feel like she's doing that because there's no Lisa Rinna to stir things up?
I feel like this has always been Sutton. And
well, she definitely doesn't see that she's the problem.
She never sees that she's the problem. I mean, here's the thing. Anybody that's going to buy a horse and not even want to touch it and then bring it a whole veil of red roses and
Does
not
she
even
ride?
Take it out of the stall I mean, she says she did. She said she's been doing, you know, this is who she is. And blah, name them. Name them. Show me the photos of you doing this when you were younger. Name them. Name them. Listen, I'm fine with you getting a horse. I'm fine. All of those things. And as a horse person, as long as I feel like you're authentically getting a horse because you want a horse and not because you're just trying to compete.
Not because you want a show pony.
It's not even the right breed for what she.
See, I know nothing about horses, so it just looks like a horse to me. I don't know.
I mean,
she said, like, don't bite me. And I'm like, usually horse people are right up in the face. Like, even Ava, my little granddaughter, she's around horses all the time. She just no fear at all.
No, she's None. Even touching them in the wrong spot. All of it is just a very awkward situation. And I'm here to tell you, I'm not trying to be hard on Sutton. I mean, I know I'm hard on Sutton, but her relationship with Jennifer Tilly is not interesting to me. I don't care.
Jennifer Tilly's getting a lot of airtime.
She is. Are you interested in to know more about her home life or anything?
No, I'm just as interested in Jennifer Tilly as I am in Vivian.
Who's Vivian?
Exactly. That is Crystal's brother's girlfriend, ex-fiance that lives in China.
Is her name Vivian? I'm dead.
Something like that.
I'm like,
are we really watching this right now? Then they show Vivian and
her face is
blurred. And I'm like, so Vivian doesn't want to film, but yet we're going to talk about her.
Listen, Viv does not want to be a part of this.
No.
I also want to understand, like, listen, my brothers, I love my brothers. If they give two shits what I have to say about their dating life, they've never once mentioned that to me because they do not care. My younger brothers are like, go kick rocks. No. We don't care what you have to say, nor would they leave a potential fiance for me.
I just don't understand why are we watching this?
What else are they going to talk about? What else? They've already covered everything with Lucy. So
who's Lucy?
The housekeeper.
Oh, yes, Lucy.
So we have to pick a new topic. It can't be.
I don't know. I really love Crystal, but I just don't need to know about the brother's fiance that we're not even going to see. We need to stop talking about people that don't want to be shown on TV.
Yeah. I mean, we just saw the story 2 weeks ago as well. And it's the same story. Like we got it. We understand where we are. A story I am interested in seeing and I do appreciate.
Name them.
Is Garcelle and her son Jade, where she says he feels like her boyfriend because he's very protective and doesn't like drama. And Garcelle wants her boys to be able to express themselves to her because she couldn't with her mother. Garcelle asked Jade if he wants more freedom like Jax. Jade says he wants Ashlyn to sleep over. Garcelle says, no way. Were you ever allowed to have your high school boyfriend sleep over when you were growing up?
No, not until I married him while I was in high school.
I have to say, watching Erica with her mom.
I loved it.
It also made me feel, and listen, I love you, Mom. But it reminded me so much of me and my mom. Like,
no, I get that too. And I have the same type of relationship with my mom. And my mom, you know, she lives here, but I rarely see her because she has got her own entrance. So I hardly ever see her. And now she's been spending way more time in Arizona.
Like when you were younger, because if you had a mom and also you were a young mom too. So it's different. Like, mm-hmm. I think what it was, I was in my like early 30s when I had Slate, but when Erica talks about, you know, like parting with her mom, she's 15 years old, all of those things. Like, mm-hmm. I remember a part in my like high school where my friends were excited to hang out and party with my mom at our house.
My mom was a good time. That's for sure.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Like, because my mom had me, I think she was 17 when she had me. So when I was in high school, she was done pretty much with little kids. And now it was like party at the house. I remember watching my mom doing beer bongs.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the backyard.
I remember all the things. So mm-hmm. watching that,
I would never let my kids see me do that.
But I have a question. Would you ever let you, at what age do you let your kids' significant other, not significant other, I guess they're teenagers, but sleep over?
I allowed Spencer's girlfriend a couple times sleep over, but he was like 19.
That's what I was going to say. When I first started dating Edwin, or even my first husband, Matt, my dad would let him stay at the house over holidays, but we weren't allowed to sleep in the same room until we were married. Even though I was like, Dad, you realize we had sex the first night? He was like,
I don't want to hear it.
Teddy, you're in the twin bedroom with the clowns, and Edwin, you're with the creepy dolls in the room next door.
Yeah. I mean, when you're young, you're going to get it on. It doesn't matter where it's at. Could be in the driveway in between two cars.
You will figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
But in high school, I think that my boyfriends wouldn't sleep over, but they would sneak in and sneak out.
High school boyfriend never slept over. I never asked for him to sleep over.
Like, no, I wouldn't want a formal sleepover, but he would sneak in through my.
Oh, side. I used to sneak out of my window at night. Until I got caught, and I came home and the window was nailed shut. You know, nailed from the inside. Mm-hmm.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Hey, it's Danielle Fishel.
Ryder Strong.
And Will Friedle.
But you know us best as Topanga.
Sean.
And Eric from Boy Meets World.
And now Pod Meets World, the podcast where we've been sitting down weekly to rewatch the show we starred in as kids. And we've been unpacking, well, a lot.
And we've been taking the show on the road with the Kids Wanna Jump Tour, where every stop in cities across the U.S. has been totally different and pretty hilarious, if I do say so myself.
But we know not everyone can join us, so we're happy to announce that our recent 30th anniversary of the show, live from the Met in Philadelphia, will now be available to stream no matter where you live.
Our biggest show yet, in the hometown of the Matthews, featuring appearances by Trina, Angela McGee, Matthew Lawrence, a.k.a. Jack Hunter, Tony, Mr. Turner Quinn, and Danny, Harley McNulty, who makes a very special surprise visit.
It was so much fun, and now you can experience it from the comfort of your own home.
It will be available on December 11th at 5 p.m. Pacific. You can learn more about how you can watch at veeps.events/podmeetsworld.
December 11th, your birthday.
That's birthday true. Boy.
Get all the info on streaming the live Pod Meets World show so you don't miss out. Go to Veeps, veeps.events/podmeetsworld now.
And then we get back. I feel like we've already covered half of this episode in the beginning.
I know.
As I read through this, now we're back to Sutton and her friend Jennifer go meet her new horse, Santos. She spent $47,000 on him. She's nervous to meet him, and it feels like online dating. Sutton tells Jennifer, I love that we call her Jennifer, like it's not the bride of Chucky. Went too far. Sutton says that Kyle is acting in a way she's never seen her. Very thin.
Going oh my God. She makes it sound like working out is like horrible. Horrible.
Listen.
Not drinking and working out is just a horrible thing in Sutton's life. Like I've been doing it for years.
Yeah. Years. Because Sutton's very booked up.
Name him.
Name him.
Name him. Well, Jennifer thinks that Kyle's trying to regain control of her life. Like she knows her that well.
Well, do we think that Sutton is taking things to another level here with Kyle?
I do. Absolutely.
Do we think that Sutton has purchased this $47,000 horse to try to be the next LVP?
Or she doesn't want to have to talk about her brother's girlfriend that lives in China.
I gotta say, I don't care about either of them, and I love
I don't really care about either one. I really did care. We already talked about this, but I thought that Erica's scene was amazing. I think that Erica is doing a great job this season. We went so many years not really seeing too much about her personal life. Now she's just knocking it
out. And I didn't realize her place is only one bedroom.
Me either. But I also noticed they only show the back of the house, not the front.
Yeah, they show the kitchen area.
But when they come in, it looks you come in. They're not showing the front of the house. They're only showing the back of the house.
But I think that her mom is on like a lighter level of like a, what is her name?
A Monica.
A Vovo.
Yeah. No, I felt like it was super relatable. The scene was super relatable, especially right before the holiday season, you know, to have your mom over. Yes, she annoys you, but yes, you have her. Now it's time for you to go, mom. But I mean, it was just, it's great seeing that side. We haven't seen much of Erica's mom before, have we?
No, because I think that before Erica had so much to protect and an image to portray for her significant other.
But
that
But Erica's saying basically like in the past, like go pick a room. And now it's like, you want to sleep with me? Do you want me to sleep on the floor? Do you want to sleep on the couch?
Sleep with me or I'll sleep on the futon. Listen, I let Cruz sleep with me. That's the only additional human being. Like, Edwin. And
wait,
Cruz,
we haven't slept together? I feel like we have.
Yeah, we have in a desperate state at BravoCon.
Yeah, that's right. I think it was more like this is for last year's BravoCon. I think it was more like pass out.
There was a pizza box in our bed.
Jump scare. Who the hell are you?
Hello.
Oh, shoot.
Hi.
Oh, shit. Thank God it's you.
There's my pepperoni pizza like this. Okay, oh, then we God. Get to Garcelle has their screening event for the movie Black Girl Missing, which she starred in and produced. Crystal goes with Jax to talk about with Erica what happened. Garcelle says she wishes Erica would have brought this up. I actually agreed with Erica in this point. Like, I don't think she needed to shove herself down Jax's, like,
yeah.
I
think she did a great job. I mean, he's the one that took the horse by the reins and went over there and just confronted her about it. And he was nice about it. He was very mature. So how about Denise Richards arriving in her varsity jacket and jeans?
And to think she did it all for free.
Well, according to Queens of Bravo, nobody, not cast or crew, knew that Denise was actually going to come. She walked in completely unannounced and didn't even have a mic on. Do you believe that?
Yes. Know what that means? True. Know what that means?
She's crashing her party? I don't know.
No, it means she did not get paid to do that.
No, of course not. I mean, if you come unannounced, you're not going to get paid to do anything. But do you think that maybe Garcelle invited her?
Yes, like- Garcelle invited her. She never responded. This part I already know. Garcelle invited her. She never responded if she was coming or not coming. And then she showed up, surprised everybody. And then that's how it went. But she didn't even get her pair play rate.
So I would just want to say, like, congratulations to Garcelle. It's awesome that she's not only starring, but she's producing in a movie. That is amazing.
The best part is as they're going in for the screening, all I can think about was, I've been here before while on camera for Rena's daughter's athleisure line launch party. Were freaked out the last time.
Was it Beauty and Essex? Is that where they were?
Yes! Yeah. I was like,
Listen, when they get a place to film and they agree to sign a waiver, they're going to keep doing it.
Well, then we get to Sutton telling Kyle that there seems to be a lack of respect between them and that she treats her like a little sister. Kyle disagrees and says Sutton
little sister
flatter herself.
Wait, isn't Sutton older than Kyle?
I don't actually know their ages. I mean, I know how old Kyle is, but I don't know how old Sutton is. But Sutton asks her if she is mad about the Kathy thing. And Kyle says no, but Sutton thinks she is lying. Garcelle tells Dorit that she feels like she didn't hear her because she was so defensive. Garcelle says that Dorit did not reprimand Erica after yelling at Jax. Okay, Sutton is younger than Kyle. Okay. Sutton is 52.
Okay, sorry.
She's also younger than you.
Yeah. Go Sutton. I don't think Kathy has anything to do with this when it comes to Kyle. It's Sutton. Sutton is grasping for straws to feed her new $47,000 horse.
No, I feel like...
deflect from her own behavior. She's kind of insufferable this season so far. Sutton, what is going on?
I think they're just actually showing Sutton. Okay. I've never seen her act a different way than what we're seeing right now. So the fact that everybody's finally seeing it, thank goodness. And in regards to Dorit with Erica and Jax and all of that, I do think that Dorit was trying to politely tell Erica to stop.
Mm-hmm.
I think that Dorit was doing her best to defuse the situation when it came to Erica. And it was only when they talked about it after the fact that it became problematic. All right.
I will say this wasn't one of my favorite episodes. I liked seeing Garcelle's project and her movie and Erica and her mom. But the rest next week looks good.
I have a question. Do you think that Sutton is playing the ventriloquist dummy for a certain sister? Or do you think this is just her on her own?
Are you talking about Kathy? I don't know. I don't know her well enough.
Me neither.
Maybe. Well, I mean, if she's, she's going to be a little biased. She's going to go in there and it's like, if Kathy's my good friend, I'm going to give Kyle hell.
But do you think they're actually good friends? Because I don't. I think
you're asking
parties-
the wrong person. I don't know.
All right,
you
fine.
Would know more than I would.
I don't actually know in regards to Sutton. I think Sutton will show up to a paper bag opening if it's going to get her on.
You just score so many good points with Sutton, I tell you.
I can't help it.
Clearly.
I am who I am. Clearly. All right, we'll take a break and we'll come back and talk about Miami.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal, now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Okay, so we are back talking about Real Housewives of Miami.
This was a good one. They're always good.
They're always good.
By the way, we forgot to talk about the most compelling, interesting part of Beverly Hills last
what?
Night. Larsa Pippen showing up. I was thinking literally a week ago, I wonder why, because Larsa has a house in LA. I wonder if Larsa was ever asked to be on Beverly Hills when she wasn't on the show, because she, you know, she's got a house in LA and one in Miami.
All I know is that Jeff Lewis must have felt bad about my non-invite at BravoCon because
did you get
the invite to his new show's premiere.
Oh, really? I didn't.
Oh,
mother.
Listen,
just kidding.
Yeah. Oh, we're also doing an ad for it.
Oh, my God. Okay. I did not get that invite. When is it?
I don't know. I just got to ask for my email address. Apparently I think they're worried about whatever they said about me at BravoCon that I'm going to retaliate, which
email,
I'm like, please, that's not who I am. I don't care.
Yeah, his second season's coming out soon, right?
Yeah, but Cynthia, our girl from the pod, she's on it. So, of course, if Cynthia's there, I'll be
there. She's on Jeff Lewis's show?
Yes, and her daughter do something. I don't know. I don't exactly know what the show is, but yes. But date night is Nicole and Anthony meet with a basketball trainer to prepare for Larsa's Make-A-Wish charity event. Larsa set up all the girls to go together in a sprinter. We know how well sprinter vans turn out. Nicole talks about her main priority is baby number two, and Anthony thinks they get baby number two done before they get married. Nicole does not want the gap between baby number two and Grayson to be too big. I actually agree with this.
Yeah, I do too. It's like when your child gets a certain age and then you have another one, it's like starting all over again. So,
and I got to tell you this. Listen, Terry DeBrow. Hiring a private basketball coach to train for a charity event is maybe as ridiculously rich.
Did you say Terry DeBro?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying that's like FU money.
Oh, got you.
That is for sure FU money.
That's F everyone money.
That's F. Like, if you're like, listen, I'm going to go play this basketball thing. I'm going to bring in a private coach with my boyfriend. We're going to get prepared. Like, I was like, shit.
And she actually didn't need one because Anthony sucked. He's the one that needed one. Nicole was actually pretty good at it until the coach left.
I feel
and
like
then
Nicole,
she couldn't make a basket.
I feel like Nicole might be good at everything.
Of course she is.
Of course she is. She's like us. Just kidding.
But not.
Then Adriana offers to host Julia's fuck cancer party for Martina. Adriana has... Why does Adriana have so many trees in her backyard?
They made I don't know. But it was like as soon as Julia went over to her house, I'm like, oh, we're going to Adriana's house. We never go there. What is going on?
We've never been there.
We must be having a party there. And she's like, I still don't have a venue. And I'm like, here it comes. Here it comes. Have it here. Really? Yes. Okay.
That was a lot of trees. All I kept thinking was, how are they going to get around all these trees? Why don't we listen? I love nature, but that's a lot of freaking trees. Like, how much paper are they going to make with those trees? Like, I don't want that many trees in my backyard.
No,
there was only room for one chair because there were so many trees. And then Adriana says opera singers are born with pipes, so he may be surprised to hear Julia. If you're Adriana, would you invite Marisol to the fuck cancer party?
If I was Adriana, well, it's not really her party. They were just using your house, girl. So you don't really have a say so if you're offering your house to have a party for somebody else. But I hate when the entire cast is not invited.
Well, and also
you have to do what's best for the show.
Yeah. I mean, what Julia is doing for Martina is very sweet and admirable. I don't know that Edwin would necessarily want me to sing opera to him.
Well, I know Eddie wouldn't want me to sing opera.
I just don't know. I mean, even if a dog would help my leg during my practice performance, I don't think he'd want it.
But Jonathan, he has the pipes. Now, Julia's face. When Jonathan was singing, she's all, Jesus Christ. She's like, what have I gotten myself into?
It's a lot. But then Alexia and her son Frankie are working with the Demoya Foundation to help Frankie be more confident and independent. Alexia thinks the oxygen therapy has been helping and she has seen improvements. My favorite thing about Frankie is he says Dove's favorite thing, which is my love.
My love.
My love.
He always says my love.
And so does Dove. Dove will go like,
that is so cute.
My love.
My love. Aww.
My love. I actually felt pretty uncomfortable when they were in the Sprinter van and Alexia talked about how great her birthday present was going to be.
Until Adriana farted.
No, she didn't actually fart. She just said she had flatulation. I don't know if that's the word, but something along the lines. But can we talk about Can we talk about how amazing Jody is with Lisa's kids?
So good. So good. So the kids have met Jody before, but as Uncle Joe, they do not know it is Lisa's boyfriend, which is smart. I wouldn't want to do that either. Lisa thinks that the kids may think Jody is her gay friend. So shout out to Joe, my gay friend.
But here's my question. And listen, I'm all for not like early introducing your kids to your new partner.
Right.
But like, I feel like introducing Jody as an uncle is going to cause more problems when the kids finally see them kiss.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be a little confusing, but they are young.
Like, don't worry. It's just Uncle Joe.
Mwah. I know. I'm actually really shocked that Lenny signed for the kids to film. I thought for sure we were not going to see the kids because it's just a tit for a tat with those two. So
I think he's willing to do anything to not have to pay Lisa money. So the fact that
things are so bad. I know from, you know, what I went through, things got so bad. He's like, no way. I ain't signing. It had nothing to do with the kids being on TV. Everything to do with trying to hurt me.
Well, it hurt me to watch all these women in the Sprinter van with the stinky cheese and then Adriana overhearing Alexi and Marisol talking shit about her flatulence. And then Adriana says, Todd,
it's an all time low, man. When we're fighting over farting, that's.
But what about how Lisa had Adriana's back when it came to what Todd said when they were leaving? That was the situation.
But she was very hesitant.
She didn't want to do it. I mean, she got her arm pulled, but she was like, yeah, you're right.
She's like, Maybe I might have heard that.
Listen, you know, if I was Adriana, what I would have done is sit next to Marisol, let my farts go, and then blamed Marisol for it and been like, I would have never mentioned that I had my own gas problem. I would have just been like, Marisol, really?
Are you here? You've heard it before. Whoever smelt it, dealt it. That would be Teddy. That would be Teddy.
But can we also do a PSA? If you're going to be in a Sprinter van full of wives for more than 30 minutes, let's stay away from anything gassiness.
Well, corn makes you fart.
I never knew corn made me fart, but
no, I just know you eat corn and then you see it. See you tomorrow.
It's that's like that one time when I swallowed a penny when I was 8 years old.
See you tomorrow.
I saw it tomorrow and it was sitting right there, that little copper face.
Oh, God.
But then
I didn't
think
that Alexia Marcel did anything wrong. I think it's a human nature for best friends to gossip and talk. Like, get over it. By the way, Alexia, nobody wants to pee and shit together. Sorry.
Also, I Googled how much the watch cost.
How much?
$7,800.
$7,800?
Yeah, $7,800.
It's not bad. Was it a what was it? Was it a Rolex? I don't even remember.
No, it was not a Rolex. What was it? But I mean, $7,800 on a watch couldn't even buy
$78,000.
No, is it $78,000?
$78,000.
Holy shit. The whole time I thought it was $7,800.
$78,000.
I love that you started calling me my love.
My love.
$78,000, my love.
Yep. $78,000.
$78,000, my love. Never mind on anything.
That's
that
an expensive gift.
Also,
that's a keeper.
Now I need to know why they're outside.
Not going to re-gift that one.
Listen, I'm happy for you to give me a $78,000 gift.
Not going to happen. I'm too cheap for that.
But
what I do like when the girls are all fighting, everyone's yelling, Nicole just keeps eating.
No, do you think she's pregnant by then? Because she was on a mission. She was like,
maybe. But then Marcus's face when the girls are yelling, he's like, whoa, whoa.
No,
I got myself into.
I'm like,
I know.
But either way, they have fun. They all look cute in their basketball shorts, despite their concerns. Who didn't look cute? I thought they looked cute.
Those are the most unappealing outfits I've ever seen. And poor little tiny Marisol, that whole outfit was eating her.
Name them. Why are they all falling? Like, they were falling down so many times.
Well, maybe they're not the most athletic girls in the group. I think, but also Lars is pretty athletic, but I don't know that any of the other ones are.
I never got to see Larsa actually play. She was always sitting down.
She's sitting on the bench. I did laugh out loud when Marisol clapped when Adrian fell. I always laugh when people fall, but then karma bit her in her ass and then she fell.
But I love that once Marisol fell, then Adriana had to say in her confessional, I also fell.
I also
fell. Like, for the love, it's just not a bragging rights, but
I have a
I
question
know.
To ask you.
What?
Do you have silent luxury?
I don't know what that is.
Class. Adriana said to Anthony, you have silent luxury. When she was, I really do think that she's jealous of Alexia. I really do. I think that Adriana. I think she's jealous. And anytime there's money to be talked about or a present to be, but then she looks at Anthony, you have silent luxury. I'm like, wait, we just saw him wanting to buy a yacht and this car.
Silent
and
luxury
a house.
Means you have FU money. It yeah. means that
well,
you don't
clearly
have to buy
does.
A 70, but he's not buying a $78,000 watch on camera because he already owns all the $78,000
watches. Gotcha. Okay. I think Adrian is so jealous of Lexi, it makes her crazy.
Who would you rather be married to, Todd or Anthony?
I don't know. I think they're both great guys. I might go with Anthony.
Yeah, obviously I would go.
Well, I like them both. I do. I think they're nice guys.
No, I'm going with Anthony. I don't need a mite. What?
Did you say you don't need a mite?
I don't need a mite. I might.
I would have to get to know them a little bit.
Oh, you're a personality person.
I'm a personality person. I have to see who makes me laugh.
You're so full of it, Tam. I think he was rich.
I don't really think so. I think acting rich and being rich are two different things. My love.
My love. Name this em. Is what we call each name.
Name.
Name of my love.
God. All right. I think I've had enough of you.
I've had enough.
I got to go to the store and buy a turkey.
Good luck to you, my love.
I haven't bought one yet.
You should already be.
And then I'm going to make my own butter.
You should already be briming it. Is that what people call it?
Yeah, I think it's 24 hours, my love.
My love. Get your act together, my love. All right, yeah. You guys, we will be back next week.
Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
So thankful for you, my love.
I'm so thankful for you, my love. Naima. You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VENACBD.com.